So now we're going to explore the deepening presence of point three through certain practices. So again, let's find our breath. Let's breathe a little more deeply and a little more slowly than our habit. And as we find this other rhythm of breath, to stay with that and let that be a way of opening to the sensation of our body. So just take a moment to do that. So once you feel a little more established in your physical presence, I invite you to have your palms facing up in this one. They may already be, but if they're not, just turn them. You can have your hands either relaxed and sensing the openness of your hands, and/or you can touch your forefingers and thumbs together in a classic mudra, just as a way to feel a little point of sensation. You can feel the sensation of the fingers touching, and as long as you can feel that sensation, it's a sign that you're still here. You can also do that, as I said, with just a relaxed open hand, whatever feels right at the time. And as you're sitting in this posture of receptivity, bring your attention to the sensation of your chest. This time, instead of sensing the front area, as we did with point two, I want you to sense into the center of your chest. We found a little point in the middle of our belly, in the middle of our hips for point nine. And there is a similar point here in the center of our chest for point three. Like the sun of our inner solar system. Now, as you explore this, you may or may not have any visual, and you may or may not sense this point right away, but it's enough just to bring your gentle attention to the center of your chest and to stay there with patience. We may just find quietness there. That's okay. But we stay receptive, open, and attending to the center of our chest, as if we were sitting on a beach, waiting for the sun to rise, and watching the first glimmers of that across the waves. There's no rush. We're not trying to produce anything. We're bearing witness to something. We're witnessing our heart. And we may also begin to sense the way our hands and arms are connected to our heart, as if they're wings coming out of this core. And my arms and hands, the means of my doing and work, are connected to my heart. Just notice that the flavors that emerge may be very subtle. That's how the heart is. We learn to acquire a taste for that subtlety. We learn to love that subtlety. And we feel that subtlety begin to pervade more and more of our experience and more of our sensation. Now I can stay like this as long as I wish. Sometimes it helps to stay a little longer than the first impulse to get up. But as I do get up again, to feel this connection between my heart and my hands, and to be with the subtle flavor of my inner world, and to just let that be there as I move into my day and the activities that I'm called to do.